Moncrief on News Talk.
A lot of you might like to keep a bird feeder in the back garden, and generally that's a good thing. But the advice right now is to not feed birds. Songbirds particularly are under threat in the UK and Ireland, and feeding them may well make matters worse. Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland is here to explain. Good afternoon, Niall.
Afternoon, Sean.
Yeah, so what birds are being afflicted and what are they being afflicted by?
So it's a really unpleasant disease called trichomoniasis, and it's hitting members of the finch family in particular. And some of those are among the most frequent visitors to garden bird tables. So some of the garden birds that a lot of listeners will be familiar with, birds like robins, of course, blue tits, blackbirds, they, as far as we know, can't contract this disease. And it's worth stressing that human beings can't catch it either, nor can any other mammals. So cats and dogs, sheep, goats, rabbits, we're all safe from it. But members of the finch family and also the sparrow family can get it very badly indeed. A particular bird called the greenfinch, that's one we've been monitoring in Birdwatch Ireland very closely for the last few years. Over the last 10 years, we've seen a decline of over 50% in that species. Mm. And in the last couple of years, we started to see the beginnings of similar declines with a bird called the chaffinch, one of the most common birds in Ireland, actually. There are more chaffinches in Ireland than human beings. But their numbers are starting to fall quite rapidly all of a sudden. The bullfinch, the goldfinch being affected as well. And it seems that garden bird feeders and garden bird baths, unfortunately, are a major vector for this disease.
Yeah. And so describe what happens to the birds when they contract this disease.
It's really very unpleasant when it happens, because it's a disease that's not caused by bacteria or a virus like most diseases would be. It's caused by a single-celled protozoan, a single-celled organism like an amoeba. And what happens it infects the bird's throat. It's spread by contaminated saliva. It gets into the bird's throat and it causes swellings. And eventually the swellings get so bad that the bird can no longer swallow food and they starve to death. So it's a very cruel, very protracted kind of death, and quite unusually and very unlike other diseases you would tend to see in wildlife. You know, normally when a bird feels sick, it would hide away to feel poorly, and you wouldn't find them dead. You'd find them, you know, they would die at night, maybe in the bushes or in the trees. You'd never see them. With this disease, the poor unfortunate finches continue to try to feed up until the moment of death. So they're literally keeling over on people's bird tables, or people are finding them on their patios. And this really has been an increasing thing we've been seeing in Birdwatch Ireland's Irish Garden Bird Survey, which we run each winter, doing for the last 40 years. And over the past 10 years, particularly, we're seeing an increase quite rapidly in this disease among the finches, and people finding their little carcasses in the garden. So it's really, really horrible.
Yeah, and so they are going to starve to death anyway. And so if you feed them, are you just kind of speeding up that process?
Well, what happens is you're more likely to infect healthy birds. The sad thing is that the birds that have this disease, there is no cure for it, and the vast, vast majority of them die. But what happens is, if they are still trying to feed, they're recontaminating the feeders and the water there with their saliva, and that's passing it on to healthy birds. And at this time of year particularly, that's a big problem, because there's all of a sudden there's obviously lots of more juveniles, the young birds that are out in the population, having just, you know, hatched out of the eggs in the most recent weeks and are finding their way in the world. Obviously, that's the next generation of these birds, and if many of them are then affected by this disease, it can be absolutely catastrophic for them, and that would drive further population declines. And so our advice in Birdwatch Ireland, our very strong recommendation, is to, for the time being, to avoid feeding birds until October, because, you know, people feed birds in their garden because they want to help them. People love these creatures. They get a lot of benefits from seeing them in their garden. I love birds, obviously, myself. I love feeding them. So it's very hard for us to change our advice on this. But the fact of it is that people are doing it because they want to help the birds, and for this time of year, for the time being at least, feeding them in the garden is doing more harm than good. When we get into the winter months, the calculation is that although the disease is still present then, it doesn't spread so rapidly in colder conditions, and so feeding then does more good than harm. But we still will, you know, ask people to be very vigilant. It's very important to make sure that you clean the feeders very thoroughly and very frequently, at least once a week, but perhaps even more frequently than that. If you have a bird bath in the winter months, change the water on a daily basis at least. Move your feeders around so that droppings aren't accumulating in any particular location. And rather than putting out food sort of loose or on a flat surface like a bird table or on a patio or something like that, use hanging feeders so that it's less likely the droppings are going to contaminate that fall into it because it's spread by droppings and saliva. Again, to stress, we humans have nothing to fear from this disease. Personally, it can't affect us. We just can't contract it. And it's nothing whatsoever to do with bird flu. People have heard about avian flu in recent times. This disease has no connection with that whatsoever. It's just a coincidence that there are two diseases hitting birds at the same time. And avian flu isn't a particular concern among garden birds at the moment.
Yeah. And how long has this parasite been spreading for?
Well, we know it's been in Ireland probably for the last 15 years, but the thing with these diseases, they mutate and they evolve and all of a sudden become more virulent. So when it first came into Ireland, it was noted in southern England originally, and also parts of northern France and Belgium. And then obviously birds move and they fly around. It seems that some birds carried this disease to Ireland, and it spread up from the southeast until it's pretty much nationwide across Ireland now as well. We're hopeful that, you know, in years to come, we can change our advice again and go back to encouraging people to feeding birds year round. Diseases don't last forever. The birds may build up an immunity, the disease may change, so that it's not so virulent. But that's all speculation at the moment. We're certainly not there yet, and probably be at least a couple of years before we can return to feeding in the summer. But we will keep people updated on that and issue any advice as things change.
Yeah. Are there any variety of finches that might be, that their existence in this country entirely might be threatened by this?
There's one that I would be particularly worried about. There's a bird called the Twite, which is T-W-I-T-E, a very, very cute little bird. It's a bird that's already on the brink. It's a species that would have once been very common across Ireland back in sort of like pre-mechanized or pre-industrial agricultural days. Now it's really confined as a breeder to places like the Mullet Peninsula and Mayo, sort of very, very small population. We got another sort of small, you know, a slightly larger wintering population coming down to some places like Scotland and maybe Yorkshire coming to Ireland as well. That's a bird that's already on the brink. And if they were to be infected by this disease, it could literally wipe out the entire Irish population. So that would be a big concern from that point of view. But then also there's other species, you know, that bird, you know, finches that aren't necessarily as common as the chaffinch. Birds like the bullfinch, for example, it's not particularly a rare bird, but it's a bird that certainly it's struggling more so than the other finches particularly. And they've started to come to feeders more so in recent years. So it seems to expose them to this disease. It seems that the bullfinches didn't know until quite recently that feeders and gardens were a source of food. The birds have to learn this, of course. And so that's another one we're watching carefully. And, you know, it's hard advice to have to give as bird lovers ourselves. Mm. We're seeing a situation now where we've had a drought for quite a while. You know, birds need water, of course, but the fact is that if you're putting out water or food for them, it's actually going to do more harm than good, regrettably.
Yeah. Oh, so the water will have the same effect.
The water has the same effect. It's a waterborne disease. So the saliva, actually, the parasite survives longer in the water even than it does in the food. So it's really very tough to give this advice at this time of year. But the thing is, birds are resilient and birds are very good at finding sources of water. They need a lot less water than we do, and they can get a lot of the water they need from their diets. And one of the things that we're urging people to do, obviously this isn't a quick fix, but something sort of longer term in gardens people can do, plant as many different native Irish plant species as you can in your garden, and then you will be attracting in sort of native insects, the different grubs and caterpillars and so on, that these birds feed and which they rely on to feed their chicks, and they actually get a lot of the moisture that they need from those insects. And so that's something that can help them. And also that provides shelter and shade. And important, of course, at this time of year too, when the young birds are out and about in the world at the moment, that the parents are also exhausted this time of year. It's when they start to molt their feathers. So they kind of keep a low profile. They're not so good at flying. We need to avoid stress to them. So, you know, there's issues around, obviously, the hot weather we've had recently. So people can possibly keep pets indoors as much as possible just for a few weeks to stop, make sure that these birds get a good start in life where they can molt in peace, avoid disturbing them and give them as much space as you can. And then hopefully more of them will survive.
Yeah. One of our listeners says we have pheasants, adults and babies up looking for food. Should we give them anything?
I would say not. Pheasants are one of the other groups of birds that can catch this disease. Aww. It's kind of a strange mixture of birds. So most birds can't catch it, but it particularly affects finches, sparrows, members of the pheasant family, so includes pheasants and chickens and other birds like that. Pigeons and doves can catch it, and birds of prey like sparrowhawks. Now, normally the sparrowhawks would catch it by feeding on dead or dying birds. So that's how it spreads there. They're not going to come to your bird feeder, but they might grab a bird from your bird feeder. So they're the ones that are affected. So unfortunately, pheasants could be affected by it as well. So I would avoid feeding them for the moment. I know it's very hard advice to have to give. I hate having to give it, but unfortunately, it's what's best at the moment.
Niall, thanks very much for telling us about that today. That was Niall Hatch there from Birdwatch Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.